the KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Oh, I don't know if I've made it clear. I really enjoy hosting this show. And I know Jim Williams does. He's typically with you on Mondays. And we get to meet so many different people and talk about so many different things. And we're just thankful for all the great work being done around New Mexico and right here in the Albuquerque area. Hey, let me give you this website, and I'll give it again before we're done. But go to SalvationArmyAlbuquerque.org. We really would encourage you to go to that website. And let me tell you this. We're going to get as much as we can here in the next 10 or 15 minutes. But if you have not really made yourself familiar with the Salvation Army here in Albuquerque, and really everywhere that they serve, there's much more going on than you are probably aware of. We're going to try to let you know about some of that today. But go to SalvationArmyAlbuquerque.org and find out more. In studio with us, with the Salvation Army today, Gami Ruiz and Michael Benali, both here. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Of course.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting us and having us this morning. It's an honor and pleasure to be here.
Well, it's an honor to have you. It really is. I do feel privileged. Gami, let's start with you. You are a pastor with the Salvation Army here in Albuquerque, overseeing the Spanish church. Now, in the past, when we've had Shannon and the major in here, we've talked about the church at the Citadel, closer to Montgomery and I-25. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes. But the Spanish church is located in another part of Albuquerque. Where would people find the Spanish church with the Salvation Army, where you're sharing? And we'll go through some times here in a minute that people can catch up.
We're at 501 Broadway Southeast. That's near downtown. That's where the church is, the building. So you guys come and visit us if you're Spanish speaking. We're there Wednesday at 7 and then Sunday morning at 11. So if you're speaking Spanish, if you need some, hear the word in Spanish.
And since you said downtown, I'm going to assume that's south.
Yeah, southeast. Uh-huh. Yeah. Correct. Okay. Southeast.
Yeah. Yeah. And so what are you going through right now? There are several different things you're going through, but Sundays, the services are at 11 o'clock. There's a worship service. What are you going through right now?
Well, right now the church is going through a kind of like a new beginning.
Okay.
You know, I came in and there was I'm starting from scratch. Yeah. There was about 10 people there, about 8 people there on when I came in.
Attendees.
Yes. Okay. I came in July of last year.
Okay.
Well, and now we're averaging about, 5, 6, 7 months, we're averaging about 25 people and about 15 kids. So we're close to 40. We're working with 40 people already. Within 6, 7 months.
That is encouraging.
I know. So we're working hard.
part of it's just getting the word out. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes. Correct. You know, it's one of the things that some people seen the building is like, I didn't even know it was a church, and I'm like, man. So I came here, Steve, to make noise.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. That's what we're doing. Yeah.
Well, let me run through some of these times, and then and you and I talked about this off the air. We'll want you to invite people. In your native tongue. Is it English second language for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You thought had to think about it.
Because I've been here, many years ago. So, English is my second language.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, your English is much better than my Spanish. the best I can do on this next one, I think, is Domingo.
There you go.
Sunday, 11 to 12:30 is the worship service. But listen, there's other opportunities. Wednesday at 7 o'clock to 7:50 is a Bible study.
Correct.
What are you going through on the Bible study right now?
Right now, we are in how to get mature spiritually.
Okay.
And we're doing 10 courses today where we're speaking about sacrifice.
Spiritual and growth.
Yeah, spiritual growth. Correct.
Okay. Mondays, I love this, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., you get out and you call it Mercy Hands.
We call it Mercy Hands, yes. I started a nonprofit before I started working with the Salvation Army. I was a youth pastor for many years.
Yeah.
And I started a nonprofit organization back in San Francisco. So when I came into working with the Salvation Army, I wanted to keep going because that's really in my heart to go out of the street community and bless the people who live there. So every Monday for the last 7-8 months, we go out to the street community and we take about 150-200 meals and pray for them. That's what we do.
Well, and you develop relationships getting out.
Correct.
I'll tell you this. My mom, who's 85 now, back in the 80s and probably 90s, she was at St. Martin's reaching out to the homeless.
Mm-hmm.
And she, she's educated me in the way, Steve, I see people 5, 10, 15 years later in that culture, in that community.
And still there,
So there's really opportunity to build relationships, and so much appreciate you doing that. And then it's the youth you're reaching out to on Fridays.
On Fridays.
What time do they get together?
It was 7, from 7 to 9.
Okay.
And we started doing it every other Friday.
Oh, okay.
Every other Friday, and so we just had it last Friday.
So it'll be a week from this Friday.
Correct.
Every other Friday, the youth meet. Now, listen, this is at 501 Broadway Southeast, and Gami, I wanted to make sure to do this, and shout out. Run through all those services real quick in Spanish.
In Spanish, all right.
And encourage people, obviously, if you're English speaking or English as a second language, you're already hearing this. Bring someone with you who could benefit from hearing these services in Spanish.
Correct. Pues es un privilegio estar con ustedes en esta mañana. Y yo soy Gami Ruiz, el nuevo pastor de aquí de Salvation Army en Albuquerque, Nuevo México. Y quisiera hacerles una invitación a todos los que hablan hispana, que hablan español, a nuestros servicios que tenemos los domingos a las 11 de la mañana, de 11 a 12 y media. El miércoles tenemos estudio bíblico y tenemos los jóvenes los viernes, un viernes y un viernes no. Así es que les invito a que vengan. Les puedo dejar mi número de teléfono, es área 714-227-5173. Este es mi número personal, 714-227-5173. Y puede hablar con nosotros y les invitamos. Venga los domingos para alabar al Señor juntos. Y si necesita un lugar donde ir, los esperamos en 505 Broadway en Southeast.
All right. And Gami, I could not have said it better myself.
Right.
All right. Michael, I mentioned, is here with us. And Michael, you're a client services representative at the Citadel. When we say that, we've had Shannon, and as I mentioned, the major in here before. And that's, I'm assuming that's kind of where headquarters here in
Correct.
The Albuquerque area is. How long have you been doing that with the Salvation Army?
So I got hired on June of 2024.
Okay.
So I've been here almost about nine months.
Very good.
Yeah.
And actually, before we dive in, I want to make sure people know there is a chapel there as well. We've brought this up before, and I think a lot of people are surprised. I didn't know there was church services. Yeah.
Yeah. Or vice versa. Yeah.
If you're looking around trying to land somewhere, the Citadel. The Salvation Army. Now, do you know the address off the top of your head?
So that's going to be 4301 Bryn Mawr Drive.
Okay. 4301 Bryn Mawr Drive, and that is northeast in Albuquerque, and that is Sundays at 10:30.
Right.
Okay. Now, is there a midweek study there?
No, so we have a chapel that's run down at the Adult Rehabilitation Program.
Uh-huh.
All the members of the congregation at the Citadel are invited to go down there. We do that about 5:30 to 6:30.
Okay. You mentioned the recovery. What'd you call it?
The adult rehabilitation.
Rehabilitation. And that is that specifically for drug and alcohol or other?
So I think the main focus of the rehabilitation is drug and alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if someone is listening and they're like, I did not know the Salvation Army had a place
right.
for those in need for assistance with that.
Yeah.
How would they go about getting assistance for themselves or someone in their immediate sphere of influence that they could connect with the Salvation Army?
So I would say they are more than welcome to come visit us at the Citadel. We do direct them to our intake coordinator, Shannon Holmes.
Yep.
And then from there, he'll assess whether or not they're able to or what's
right.
what's going to happen there for.
And actually, let me tell the listener this. If you missed Shannon on with us, we'd encourage you to go to abqconnect.online. Just do a search for Shannon Holmes, Salvation Army. On our archives, and you'll find our discussion there. He goes into much more detail about that program. I mentioned a couple of times already, Salvation Army, when it comes to mind, those aren't familiar. You know, they think bell ringing at Christmas, mm-hmm. and they think the thrift stores.
Yes.
which, by the way, are great outreaches.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say this about the thrift stores, too. And we had someone we had someone from U-Turn for Christ in here, I think yesterday. And I was talking about the thrift store. And I don't want to tell people where to take stuff, okay? But there are places that people go, I'll just take it. And they go, and there's certain thrift stores, they are there's nothing wrong with having a business, but I think they assume that it's going towards relief efforts or, like the work that the Salvation Army does.
Yeah.
Right.
And the Salvation Army thrift stores donations, this is content that's going to go towards helping people in New Mexico. We talked about some of the numbers with Shannon in the past. And these numbers are a little dated because they go back to 2023, but the numbers are similar or larger, I'm sure, in the last couple years. But the Salvation Army has helped over 53,000 people, provided 43,000 nights of shelter. Get this, 476,000 plus meals to hungry people and assisted just under 3,000 households with rent and utilities. There's something else to mention as a client services representative, Michael. People don't realize.
Right.
There's only so much that can be done. But if you're just having a hard time making ends meet, this is a place you can reach out to. Not only get the help you need, but financially assisting with those kind of bills. But helping with budgeting and helping, just preparing for, it's kind of like, how did that happen? And can we maybe?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a process that we usually take when we do take in rentals. We discuss their situation, interview them. And a lot of these people have fallen back. A lot of people they have the means to do it, but certain situations come up, medical, things like that. And so that's one of the follow-up questions is, how are we going to move from this to the next?
Yeah.
We're always trying to find out what their game plan is, what they want to do about it, and how we can help.
I love it. Well, listen, we're just about out of time. I do want to make sure people get the website again, SalvationArmyAlbuquerque.org. On the website, you can give. And actually, it's real easy. At the top, there's a little red bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Just click on that. About a minute. Gami, before we go, anything left unsaid you want to make sure we tell the listener?
We were also going to start a kids program.
Okay.
We're going to do it once a month. And that's also we're going to try to get families in the community. So.
Okay. And they can reach both of you, I'm sure, through the website?
Right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go to SalvationArmyAlbuquerque.org. Gami Ruiz, the pastor and overseeing the Spanish church at 501 Broadway Southeast. Michael Benali, client services representative at the Citadel, which is at 4301 Bryn Mawr Northeast. Thank you both so much for all that you and the team at the Salvation Army are doing to make Albuquerque a better place.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
for having us.
Oh, God bless you guys. Hey, stay with us. We're going to talk to you about with an expert on reaching out to Muslims this time of year. They're in the midst of Ramadan. And how can you be praying for those that are celebrating that? It's a ministry reaching out to Iran and a lot of great information coming up after the break on ABQ Connect.